Iran's deputy foreign minister has rejected Washington's claims that the expansion of U.S. missile systems in Europe is aimed at countering threats coming from Iran. Abbas Araghchi made the remarks during his trip to Japan. He said the U.S. missile program is pursuing other objectives because Tehran's missile launches are totally defensive. He said the Iranian projectiles will help prevent any likely aggression against the Islamic Republic only. Iran's missile tests have drawn angry reactions from the West. However, Iranian officials have time and again given assurances that the weapons will only be used in self-defense. Tehran says the projectiles aren't designed to carry nuclear warheads, and therefore the launches do not breach any international law. To gain some perspective, let's go to author and political scientist Kaveh Afrasiabi joining us. Kaveh, it's good to have you with us on the program again. Now, when it comes to the U.S. feeling threatened, there's little doubt. It goes without saying that they are definitely threatened by Iran so far as soft power and soft influence in the region and beyond is concerned. But when we're speaking of a military kind of threat, isn't this kind of an exaggeration, blowing things out of proportion to further demonize Iran at the same time killing, let's say, two birds with one stone at the same time, closing in on Russia, who happens to be allied with Iran in certain regional dilemmas and crises, and at the same time further scapegoating and demonizing Iran?
Well, you put it quite rightly, and I concur with Mr. Araghchi that, you know, these basically warmongering provocations by the U.S. have very little to do with Iran. They're directed first and foremost toward Russia, that feels rightly threatened by them and interprets these as basically, you know, another sign of encirclement of Russia by the NATO forces, and is directly in contradiction to the Moscow-Washington agreement when, you know, the Soviet Union agreed to let go of its eastern flank that was supposed to be demilitarized, and yet we are observing the growing militarization by NATO of former parts of the Soviet Union, and that's quite disconcerting to the Russians, rightly so. But with respect to Iran, this is a reversal of what President Obama said just a few years ago, if you recall, when he scrapped the plans for a radar in Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, and interceptors in Poland, saying that Iran's missiles do not really represent that much of a threat and is going to put some interceptors on a sort of sea-launched missiles. And now it's a reversal of their reversals, using Iran as an scapegoat, as you said, in order to promote their anti-Russian strategy.
Does this have much to do with the fact that Iran and Russia, Tehran and Moscow, have been essentially positioned on the same page vis-a-vis certain regional crises that we're having, namely in Syria? Does it have anything to do with that, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it does, but on a secondary basis. You know, putting Russia and Iran in the same basket serves some of the U.S.'s strategic interests, as well as the interests of some of its allies in the region who are very Iranophobic. And nonetheless, the fact of the matter is that this has been in the pipeline for a long time, and its eyes are focused on Russia, part of this, you know, strategic games with Russia. And Iran is a, you know, secondary aspect of it, and yet is used as a focal point of justification, or rather rationalization, by the U.S. in light of Russia's very sharp and stern reactions, as we have seen by President Putin over the past several days or so.
Okay, Dr. Afrasiabi, I want to thank you for your insight.